Well, honestly, radio is a very, very important medium because even the poorest man at the grassroots always listens to the local radio. So we feel that the best way to disseminate information and then spread it wider is through the radio. So therefore, my first thinking is now I have to build a relation between the Islamic scholars and then the media houses so that they can give their time, and then the radio houses looking for materials can disseminate the messages of peace and peace building, for this is what our people need.
Do you feel that young people who join violent extremist groups do so because they don't have the right information?
No, yeah, there is that also, because there was a time I challenged, in fact, our scholars, local scholars, that honestly, if they are not ready to set up the mechanisms on ground to impact the correct knowledge, the young mind is always yearning to be filled with whatever is available on the ground. So if you are not ready to give them the right one, then whoever is around will be able to hijack them and then fill that mind and then with the wrong information. Although in fact they were not happy when I said it initially, but really that is the reality. So we are encouraging in fact all our scholars, especially the good scholars, the proactive ones, the modern ones who can now impart the right knowledge to our youth. Another also thing that fuels this kind of ideology is the poverty. Yes, in fact, many people have observed at this forum that honestly, you need to take care of this youth. If you can't, desperate politicians who are willing, who are ready to be in power by all means can manipulate them with the wrong ideology, wrong ideas, and then radicalize them, and then use them to achieve their ends. And then some bad government people also can actually use this youth, manipulate them to achieve their selfish ends, so that whatever atrocities they commit can be covered up under this violence while they continue perpetrating their evil intentions.
Where do you think women can succeed in countering violent extremism?
Oh yeah, we can, because women are sincere, women are natural peace builders. Given the opportunity, honestly, there is nothing a woman will not do, there is no sacrifice a woman cannot do to achieve peace. Honestly, to every woman, everybody's child is her own, it's like her own. We bore them and then we feel the pain. Seeing our youth wasted, no matter where they come from, honestly, it pains every woman. So therefore, our resilience will make us succeed, sure, I believe.
Although women are peacemakers, they've also been the ones to suffer a lot from the violent extremism. The case in Nigeria, the Boko Haram, has made headlines all over the world. So what can be done so that young girls are no longer the targets of these groups?
What I discovered about the Boko Haram is that nobody has actually engaged with them in the right manner. Because honestly, I have been active in the field at the heyday of insurgency. I seek to know who they are. And believe you me, I have never been threatened by any Boko Haram member. Believe you me, some of us have even gone down to the bush to look for them and then talk to them. We have invited them to the city and then to talk to them. And really, they are, whenever we talk to them, they are eager to listen. But unfortunately for us, in our context, I think the government before, honestly, is never interested in peace. That is what we kept saying, because if the government has supported us, if we can negotiate with Boko Haram in the bush for an international humanitarian agency to access Paraway Baga at the Lake Chad region to render humanitarian assistance, I believe this thing wouldn't have degenerated to the level that it did.
And do you think that these young boys and men can reform and can reintegrate society?
Why not? You know, they are in categories. Some of them are never violent. Some of them have never engaged in violence. But somewhere along the line, some desperate politicians filtered into them and hijacked this ideology for their own selfish ends. And now it is coming. You see the billions of dollars in the name of defense. People are just looting it, sharing it among themselves in the name of fighting Boko Haram. So you think these people will allow this insurgency to end so that their source of getting money ends? This is the reality of the situation. This is what we want the international community to know. There is more to this this Boko Haram issue, then it's actually known. And then, yes, really, with the right engagement, right approach, many of them will come back.